have some unusual features this week. The first was published on Thursday the 27th of March, the day after the Chancellor's spring statement. A letter to the Evening News, signed by more than 30 Norfolk charities, including Age UK, Citizens Advice and the Norwich Food Bank, was introduced by Ruth Stokes. Here's David Potten to read the introduction and the letter. He will not read the long list of signatories.
More than 30 Norfolk charities, social enterprises, faith leaders and campaigners have written to the Minister for Work and Pensions, urging the government to rethink proposals to slash benefits for disabled people. The newly formed Norfolk Anti-Poverty Alliance coordinated the letter and pointed to high levels of hardship experienced by families across Norfolk. Campaigners called on the minister not to go ahead with the proposed changes to PIP and universal credit, fearing that cuts to the support available would leave people struggling to get by, damaging lives and leading to increased costs for the NHS and other services. Beatrice Humaru, executive coordinator at the Bridge Plus Limited, who signed the letter, said, "Service users of the Bridge Plus have already expressed concerns about the proposed benefit cuts. Last week, we saw a client who was worried about how the changes might affect her family. Her 18-year-old daughter has a diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder, ASD, and needs a lot of support to be able to continue her college education. The family's bills are a lot higher than average because of her needs inside and outside the home. The client told us she just couldn't cope with the budget she had, even prior to securing PIP for her daughter." Here is the letter in full. "Dear Secretary of State for Work and Pensions, we are writing to you as the newly formed Norfolk Anti-Poverty Alliance, a network formed out of our concern about levels of hardship and hunger in the county. The Alliance was launched in Norwich on February the 26th and has brought together individuals and organisations that support residents through emergency provisions, housing, community building and accredited social welfare advice. We are deeply concerned about the plans set out in the Pathways to Work Green Paper to make further cuts to disabled people's social security. These proposed cuts would be cruel and counterproductive, risking increased reliance on food banks, failing to support disabled people who are already working or able to work, and doing nothing to help those who are too sick to work. Furthermore, these cuts will not contribute to the government's goals on employment or economic growth. The outpouring of support for the Alliance at our launch event reflects that the public does not want to see more people forced into destitution. We can do better than this. We believe that the social welfare system should act as a safety net for all those who need it, but the data shows that people across Norfolk who are in receipt of benefits do not have enough income to cover their essential costs. One local school reported that in a recent survey of the families of its pupils, 98% said they could not afford to buy as much food and drink as they need, and 94% could not afford their gas and electric. In fiscal year 24-25, so far, that's the 1st of April 2024 to the 31st of January 2025, 73% of referrals to Trussell Food Banks in Norfolk have been to people who are receiving benefits and aren't earning. In some areas of Norfolk, almost 10% of people are in a negative budget, according to data from Citizens Advice, meaning that household income is insufficient to cover the costs of essentials, such as food, housing and utilities. As a result, people inevitably build up debts as bills go unpaid. Norfolk Community Law Service reported a 70% rise in demand for debt advice in 2023-24 compared to the year before. Welfare benefits were by far the most common reason for referrals made on the Norfolk Community Advice Network referral system. The system provides referral pathways between organisations that provide emergency support and social welfare advice. of 6,141 referrals made in 2024, 28% related to welfare benefits. Any changes to the benefit system should focus on tackling poverty, ensuring that everyone has the income they need to cover the cost of essentials, as well as developing sustainable routes to employment and economic growth. Analysis from the Office for Budget Responsibility shows that cutting disabled people's incomes will not move people into work. Rather, it will damage lives and increase costs for the NHS and other public services. We urge you to embed dignity and security into the social welfare system and to avoid further cuts to welfare benefits. Initial steps your government has already taken, such as reducing the cap on deductions from universal credit from 25% to 15% from April, are welcome. However, much more needs to be done. We urge you not to go ahead with the huge proposed cuts to disabled people's social security, to continue reducing the cap on deductions, and to work towards enshrining a guaranteed minimum payments based on the real cost of essential items. There is a better way forward, one that ensures social security is there for everyone who needs it, while also supporting those who can work to stay in work. We call on you to listen to the evidence and act in a way that truly supports disabled people and low-income households, rather than forcing people deeper into poverty. We would welcome the opportunity to speak with you further about the impact of reforms to the social security system on the people of Norfolk.
Thank you, David.